Well, this is a White House here, isn't it?
No, it's more of an old ivory.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I see, because I haven't seen it in daylight.
No, at night it looks pretty white, but it's an old ivory is what it is. Like, more like the yellow ivory you see from the elephant tusk and things.
Oh,
like
that. I see.
Yeah.
Well, now, you lived on a farm, or your father lived on a farm.
My father lived on a farm, yeah. We used to live on West National Avenue, you know, where the road forks when you came into town. That is McGuire Street. There was a house on the corner before any of this was done down there, before these highways were ever built or anything. And then from there on, my father owned three lots, which was 180 feet frontage on the street and 120 feet back. In other words, we had a barn with horses. We had horses at home.
Mm-hmm.
And our barn would be standing this highway that you take off 40. Our barn would be standing just a little bit out to the front and a little west of the Blue Bonnet Restaurant in the middle of the street there.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that situated very well.
Yeah, that's, and our house, I know our other house, when we moved up here, this house seemed rather small. It was a cottage, it wasn't big. That is, I mean, it wasn't two-story, but it had 10-foot ceilings in it. The smallest room, if I remember correctly, was 15 by 15. Our living room was 15 by 18, and our parlor was 15 by 18. And the bedrooms would run around 15 by 15 to 15 by 16. They weren't small at all. And the kitchen was 15 by 15. And the dining room, I think, if I remember right, was 16 by 14, was the narrowest room in the house. But everything was big in that
house. Ample dimensions.
And then we moved up here, and when I'd come in, I'd want to go this way. But I never moved in my life myself.
Is that
so? Yeah, that might be rather interesting to know.
Yes, that is.
We owned this place here, and my mother had developed arthritis and neuritis.
Mm-hmm.
And my father decided it'd be a good idea to live here. It was close to his business here in Brazil. It was handy here to church. Mother liked to go to church real well. And we had talked a lot about it. But when we moved in October 1917, I had a friend here. It was in the fall. And I don't know why I was loafing, but I was had some extra time, and I went down the country with Albert and spent a week. And when I came home on Saturday evening, and I stopped at the store. I usually had a habit of asking my dad if I was going by, what do you want me to take home? It was usually in grocery business. And I stopped in that evening, and I said, well, I said, come back. What do you want me to take down home and go down? Well, he said, we don't go down. We always referred to the west end of town as going down home. He says, you'll go up home now. I said, up what do you mean? He said, well, we moved last Wednesday. So I came up here and everything was straightened up. And that's what, as much as if you'd tell me you're going to move tomorrow, I wouldn't know what to do.
How about that?
So
interesting. 60 years ago.
60 years ago last October. And another interesting thing, we have a neighbor who lives a second door north, Dudley Miller, who is a retired Pennsylvania Railroad engineer. He moved here in 1919. He lived there 59 years this October. He moved a year later. And he's a very, very fine old man. He's always a good neighbor. He don't buy you very much, never did.